Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You all go have a pretty good time to see the spring. Water's nice and clear out here. Now, if you haven't never been out on this trip before, I believe you're gonna be surprised at what all I show you before I bring you back. Oh, this is the river along here. Water's not very deep along here. But I'm gonna find you the deep water when I get you out over the big spring. Now, everything you're gonna see on this trip gonna be all down through that glass. And a whole lot of this trip here going out is talk. I'm gonna talk and tell you all about the river, all about the spring, and all about the fish out here. All that wide, long grass you see growing on the bottom, that's called the freshwater eelgrass. And all that fine grass, that's called the water fern. Those two grasses grow here in Florida. And all the freshwater rivers and streams, that's where whenever the water is clear enough, they'll get the proper sunlight. This is the largest spring in the world. Flows over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water stays the same temperature year round, 72 degrees. This is the head of the river, Wakulla River. Wakulla, that's an Indian name meaning strange and mysterious water. Now we have 14 different species of freshwater fish out here. Although we have three kinds. We have some tame ones, we have some trained ones, and we have some wild ones. Now I got some fish out here that when I call them, they'll run. But on the other hand, I got some that when I call them, they'll come. Now you're beginning to see all sorts of little underwater marine growth you see growing here on the bottom, catfish paradise. Now we're coming out of the submarine gardens, all sorts of little underwater marine growth. Now that's where some of our little fish stay. Now the further we going out this way, deeper the water gonna get. Now we're coming to the deep water, ledge right here, cave, drop off. Big mighty spring. Now the depths of the water is 125 feet deep. But on the left-hand side of us, 185 feet deep. Now that's an underground river. Now we're going on back out in the shallow water now. Gonna take you out in the little fish convention. Now that's where I'm gonna call the little fish up to the glass. Yeah, boys. All right. Come in this convention, boys. Yeah, buddy. All right. Come in this convention, boys. Yeah, boys. All right. Come in this convention, boys. Convention, boys. All right, let's get on up here now. Come in this convention, boys. All right. come in this convention, boys. Yeah, buddy. All right. Come in this convention, boys. All the large black ones you see there are suckers. The little small ones are bluegills. Come in this convention, boys. All right. Fellas. And now all you fishermen's cry your hearts out. No fishing. I'm sorry about that. All right, boys. All right now. All right now, fellas, I want you to stay here. Don't get off now. Let someone catch you now before I get back. We gonna move on around now on the other side. Everything you see out here is all natural, all real. And all that bottom you see there is all line rock. We gonna move on around on this other side. Just keep looking down through that glass. Now we're coming round here to some bones you see all scattered here on the bottom. Now those are some of the old mastodon bones laying there on the bottom. The bones of an old prehistoric animal that used to roam the woods many, many years ago. Those are some of the old mastodon bones laying there on the bottom. We're coming on round now on the other side. All the large gray fish you see swimming on the bottom, those are the mullet. They're wanting to keep looking through that glass. Now this tree you see extending off under the glass with all that underwater marine growth growing in it, that's known as Mother Nature's flower pot. We didn't put that in that tree, it grows there on its own. It's all native growth, nature's flower pot. Now we have all different species of freshwater fish out here. We have mullet, shad, shiners, bluegills, alligator gar, mudfish, catfish, fish eels, walmouth bass, striped bass, black bass, shell cracker, brim. Now we coming on round to catfish paradise. Now, I know you fishermen's gonna cry your hearts out now. It's called catfish paradise. Hard to say. And all the times when the Indian was around, they used to come down to this spring to get the drinking water. This spring was a very small body of water at the time. But as the years grew on, this spring got larger. This spring now makes up 18-mile-long river. This river flows into the Gulf of Mexico. Approximately 183 million gallons of water per day comes out of that spring. Now, when the Indian was coming around getting the drinking water, they wanted them something sweet. Well, they found them this bee tree, cuts it down, and they robbed the bees for the wild honey. Now, this log you see laying here on the bottom, now, that is called the old Indian bee tree. A large knot hole you see there in the top of that log, that's where they got the honey out of that log. That log is petrified, solid stone. It's the old Indian bee tree. Now we're gonna follow this ledge on around. Now this water gonna get deeper. You thought that was deep over yonder? Well, I got some deeper than that. Ah, we're coming on back to this ledge. All back down under that ledge is that underground river. That's where all the water is coming from. Now how far under there it's coming from, we don't know. Had Navy divers to go under that cave. We went as far as the hotel under there, never got to the end of it. That's why we call it the mysterious waters. We all know where it's going, but we don't know where it's coming from. Now, I told you the Indian used to come down to get the drinking water. Well, the chief loved it so well, he decided to carve his profile there on that ledge. There's the old Indian profile on that ledge. See that round hole? That's the Indian eye. Sharp point by the bass is his nose. Come on back towards me, his mouth and chin. The old Indian profile on that ledge. Those pipes that you see extending off into the spring, that's right. That's our water supply. Where we get all the water for the hotel, all our drinking water is pumped directly out of the spring. Ah, we're coming on back round to the main spring itself, that deep water. Water you're looking into there now is 185 feet deep. So when you dive off the top of that high diving tower on your right, you don't have to worry about going down, just coming back up. Oh, you got a deep hole there to dive in. Oh, that's the big spring. Granddaddy of all springs. That spring is so large itself. You can't even see that water when it boils out from under that ledge. The spring covers 4.5 acres. 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water stays the same temperature the year round, 72 degrees. We're gonna swing on back round now to this ledge again. Oh, back under that ledge is that underground river. Where all that water is coming from. Now we're coming back to this ledge. Now that round hole that you see going down through that ledge, well, that hole goes all the way through. We call that the chimney. Some of the small kids have nerve enough to swim out, swim up and down through that hole. Now back in the late 40s when Tarzan was making his underwater movies, that's where they had his glass house to get his air supply. Also the movie about the creature from the Black Lagoon, Airport 77, also Joe Panther. Lots of the underwater scenes of those movies filmed there off that ledge. Out here on the last go round, always like to save the best for last. Got a little trained fish out here called Henry. Henry Jr. trained to jump a pole 25 feet underwater. Going on out, I'm gonna call him out. They're gonna lay the head on this pole and turn on the side. All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up, boy. You heard what I said. Alright, down here, let's get on down here and work now, boy. Waiting on you now. You're a little junior one. All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up now. You heard what I said. Alright, let's go down here now. You're cutting up. Waiting on you, boys. Waiting on you. All right, now let's go. Let's work a little this morning. Waiting on you, boy. All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up, boy. You heard what I said. All right now. Get on down there and jump it. Jump it. Hey, y'all. All right. Jump it. Hey, y'all. All right, boy. Hey, y'all. All right. Hey, y'all. All right, boy. Hey, y'all. All right. Hey, y'all, help him out a little down there now. Hey, y'all, all right. Hey, y'all, all right, boys. Hey, y'all, all right, boys. Good jumping, boys. Hey, y'all, all right. All right, boys. Hey, y'all, all right. All right, boys. All right, boys. Hey, y'all, good jumping, boy. One more time won't hurt you. That's all right then, boy, that's all right. Hey, y'all, all right, boy, that's all right. Now, when you tell your friends about it, they ain't gonna believe it, but you bring them on back or send them back. Me and Henry and them won't let your word go down. Henry and them don't get out and jump that pole, I guess I'll have to get on and I'll try to jump it myself. Real pleasure to take you out, tell you all about it. I want you to be coming back, bring your friends. You're always welcome back to Walk Color Springs.
What type of a fish did
the
jumping?
Bass.
A bass?
Right. Trade secret. Trade secret.
Program and their archives in White Springs.
gonna tie it up, make it safe for everyone to unload. I hope everyone enjoyed the tour. Galanua. Right, with the little red beak. It's a Galanua. Mm-hmm.
That's the one you're always hearing in the prison.
Right.
That's true.
How did you learn to do this?
Well, from one of the old guys what had been here about 25 or 30 years.
Who was it?
Luke Smith.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been at it?
Off and on about 10 years, I guess, mm-hmm. driving boat. But I mostly work here off and on all my life since I've been old enough to work.
Huh. When did you actually begin?
Driving boat about 8 to 10 years ago.
Uh-huh. But you began working at the Springs before that?
Oh, yeah.
What were you doing when you first came?
When I first came here, I was working up in the hotel as a porter.
Uh-huh. Did you meet Mr. Smith then? Is that?
Oh, yeah. I knew him all my life.
Uh-huh. Did you know him before you even came?
Oh, yeah. We practically good neighbors.
Uh-huh. Huh. Did you ever hear him do the... any of the pieces of the tour?
Oh, sure.
Before you got to out here to the Springs?
Oh, yeah.
Did you, I'm curious if you've ever heard anything like it elsewhere.
No, nowhere.
Uh-huh. Because it resembles a lot of different kinds of Afro-American musical expression. Toasts and stuff, or some work songs, or street calls, or mm-hmm. all kinds of things. Have you ever heard any of those?
No.
Do you ever add things in yourself?
Well, sometimes, you know.
What sorts of things have you kind of added in?
Well, you know, sometimes when I got a religious group out of the spring, you know, mm-hmm. I tell them about the deep water, if they, you know, jump off the tower. And jump in the deep water, they can't swim. Well, they have to, you know, do like the good Lord of Moses. They have to walk the water, either smoke it, you know, because it's a deep hole out there.
Can you tell about a group what the particular ride is going to be like?
You mean?
Like when a group gets on board, do you have any idea what they're going to react like?
Well, sometimes it's kind of hard to say. It just depends on, you know, what the people like. Some of them are like the jungle bit and they wheel the glass, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But can you tell whether they're going to be responsive? Can you tell, like, when you're out, that they're interested in one kind of, one part of the ride more than another?
Well, actually, when you really get the attention, when you get to the deep water, when you drops off of that ledge, you got everybody's attention then.
Uh-huh.
So. Actually, you can very much get their attention when you get in deep water.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Do you ever try to add anything once you feel like they're not paying too much attention to?
Well, no, not really.
Particular.
No.
Ways of getting the attention back if you feel like it's slipping or anything?
Well, no. Most of the time, when you once get the deep water, mm-hmm. you got everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Can you think of things?
Well,
you haven't heard it.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear it.
I'm picturing a going to Yellow Hawk in just a few minutes, and I'm gonna pick up the tickets in a few. Ready to go?
Okay.
Be fine. It's gonna be about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm gonna be getting the tickets now. I'm get ready to go. So.
Can you think of things that I ought to ask that I haven't asked?
Well, I think we pretty well
uh-huh.
covered everything.
Okay.
Is there anybody else that still really sings it?
I'm just the only one left.
Mm-hmm. Is it a whole... How come you do sing it? It seems like if everybody else is not, it must be easier to.
Well, when I learned to mm-hmm. ride the boat, I just picked it up and mm-hmm. just looked like I could do it better by singing it than I could talk it.
So you just sort of like
yeah,
like
yeah.
the singing style?
Right. Well, in a way, you know, that singing part, you know, that kind of gets their attention too, you
I
know.
Bet it does. Mm-hmm.
Because
Did someone before Luke sing?
Well, yeah, it's... Well, it was just handing it down from, you know, one generation to the other.
There was probably like an older man.
Right. Well, but before him, that's right, right.
That used to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Back that goes.
Pretty well way back.
Back like before your time.
Right, way before my time, right.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Uh-huh. I always wonder if it doesn't get boring after a while.
Well, when you get real busy, when you make about 15 or 20 of them a day, it kind of gets on your nerve. Yeah.
Well, we'll get back with you for the jungle.
Okay, all right.
And I appreciate it a lot.
All right.